We, you know, I think it gets blown up, but you know, I don't want my witnesses to get blown up, but I think I want them to stay on target.
Yeah, stuff like that. Time now to turn the mics over to Mike Moore and Zach Nelson.
And welcome to the 2016 State Fair edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Sure on. This is Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson and Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore for the third time, Mike, live from this year's South Dakota State Fair.
It's a tradition, just like Thanksgiving with your family.
And you've talked about Thanksgiving with your family on the show before.
We have, and
it didn't go good that time.
It didn't go well, but hopefully this show goes better from the State Fair on the third edition.
We do have a little business to take care of first. You're listening to 1210 AM KOKK here on South Dakota. I have a little issue, a little behind-the-scenes thing for you here. We're going to re-air this show on Monday, and when I was preparing the show in the computer log, I put it in 10 o'clock today instead of 10 o'clock Monday, so thankfully Jeff Duffy back at the station is getting us straightened away here, so I appreciate Jeff who helped for picking up my mistake, my big mistake. It's a huge mistake,
thanks, Jeff,
because it's a lot of stuff. You got to delete songs, and you got to move commercials around, so this is a lot more than just listening to us yak. He's got a lot of stuff to do. I appreciate the effort.
Good thing we have Jeff back in the office.
Coming up this month on the show, by the way, we are live on Facebook from the State Fair. So if you have questions for us, go ahead and put the questions in the comment bar. Now, we've got a small bag, and in order to keep it up, because they don't make anything really good to hold your cell phone. So we've got the cell phone kind of set up in the bag right now. So if you're watching us on Facebook, we got to kind of lean down to look at any questions. But if you've got questions you'd like Mike and I to answer, go ahead and give us those questions. And coming up today on the show, you're pointing something out.
Oh, I was waving at someone was saying hi.
Oh, I see. Coming up on the show, it's going to be another one of those potpourri shows. We'll talk a little bit about the State Fair security. You, Mike,
are actually doing security at the
State Fair this year. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also coming up, we talked last month, we had the shortened show because of the Minnesota Twins. We talked a little bit about a rape trial that you had just completed.
Right.
Now you kind of wanted to touch a little bit more on that. Plus, there were some comments that came to the Beadle County State's Attorney's Office Facebook page, and we're going to address some of those comments and kind of go from there. We're also going to talk about ordinances. Of course, Beadle County is going through a change in their zoning ordinances right now, and that's been a long process for you at the office, Mike.
Yeah.
We'll talk about how that progress is going along. Also, the state of South Dakota introduced a system called SAVIN. It allows for notification to victims and others, the news media included. Marty Jackley, the Attorney General, made it very clear that it's a good way for the media to get a hold of information. So we'll talk a little bit about SAVIN and that being set up. Of course, obviously, just this week we heard about the homicide down in Sanborn County. We'll try to talk a little bit about that and just touch on this, that, and the next thing. Now, because we're live here at the South Dakota State Fair this year, Mike, you're notorious about wanting to give away Mike Moore Show t-shirts.
I am notorious at that. Yes.
Yes, you are.
Fair. Well, we want to give our listeners a little, you know, kick back here, and we'll, you know, for listening to us, we have three t-shirts available. We have one double X, one X, and one large.
Now, you made a special one for our, now we were supposed to have, that's the other thing too.
Right.
We were supposed to have Attorney General Jackley on as a guest, but unfortunately, that, doesn't happen.
Right. He had a funeral that he had to attend today, unfortunately. So he sent his regrets on Thursday, said he wouldn't be able to attend, but asked to make sure that we included him on the show later this year.
And, of course, we send our condolences to Representative Dryden, who passed away earlier this week as well. Mike, you had a special T-shirt for him because there was an incident involving the Attorney General's shirt last year.
Right. The Attorney General's shirt was stolen last year. We gave him a Mike Moore Show T-shirt. He wore it over to the Republican booth where he was shaking hands and kissing babies, you know, all those things the politicians have to do.
And somebody made off with it.
Well, the thing that I don't understand is why he took the shirt off and went back to the Marty Jackley Attorney General shirt.
Let's see here. Let's take the shirt from the Democratic state's attorney and wear it around inside the Republican booth. That sounds like genius.
Well, that's the part I didn't understand, why he took the shirt off. but he did take the shirt off. He set,
right.
set it down, and boom, it's gone. They went like hotcakes. That thing got stolen. We're still investigating that. It's our top priority if anybody has any.
I would hope there's something more important going on in your office than a missing
T-shirt. I think there might be an award out, you know, for that. If any information leading to the recovery of that T-shirt.
Give me a time check real quick while we tell you that, as we're out here at the South Dakota State Fair, by the way, we are positioned at our Performance Radio broadcast location, which is in front of the Arts and Education Building. We've got the Tiger 95 banner behind us, so as you swing by, Mike had a squirrel moment. He was distracted by somebody waving. Come on by and distract us here over the next hour as we do Mike's show. Also, as you're out here at the State Fair, there is a lot of law enforcement. I mean, obviously, there's the security side of the law enforcement, but law enforcement has a number of displays. Now, one of the other buildings that we're near out here, Mike, is the Expo Center, and the South Dakota Highway Patrol has their rollover simulator where they've got a couple of dummies that are inside. And every couple times an hour, they come outside, they run that, and you can see what exactly happens to yourself if you don't buckle your seatbelt and you're involved in a rollover.
Right, very good, good information, and tells you why you should be wearing your seatbelt. So
the Highway Patrol also has their booth inside the Expo Center as well, and then just down from that to the west, the Aberdeen Police Department has their DARE police car. It has DARE graphics all over it. It's got lights. I don't know if Aberdeen uses that as a regular patrol car or not.
I don't know. Maybe
during the commercial break you should go down there and ask the guy if that's an actual patrol car. It looks like it's a Camaro, and I don't think you could get anybody in the back of a Camaro.
Well, you know, I think their problem is they probably don't have anybody on the department that has a mullet. So they probably can't drive.
Oh, now that's profiling. And you can't profile.
A mullet, you know?
And again, if you've got questions, we're live on the Facebook page, the Performance Radio News page on Facebook. If you've got questions for us, go ahead and give us a question. We would love to answer that question live on the radio here from this year's South Dakota State Fair.
Yeah, the sirens going off. That's the
sirens. Yeah, the sirens are from the Aberdeen Police Department's DARE car. I should almost show you what that. For those of you who are on the Facebook stream right now, I'm going to take this up here, and I will try to show you that car. It's right down there. That's kind of a look around, too, at where we're at here as far as our broadcast location. So make sure if you're coming out here to the South Dakota State Fair that you stop by and say hi. Now, another reason to come out and say hi, too, is we've got T-shirts,
right?
And we've got questions that we're going to ask. Now, should we ask all the questions right now?
Let's just go.
Should we do it one question right now? So,
and if they get this right, they get choice of the three sizes.
Okay, so there's three different size Mike Moore Show T-shirts. Now, the question, the first question...
Gray and black like this.
Okay, gray and black shirts like that. Now, the first question we're going to ask, and if you listened to the show 2 years ago, this may ring a bell, but the moose is a felony.
Yes.
The guy that was doing the wood carvings had carved a very nice mahogany moose.
Yes.
I don't know if it was mahogany or not, but it was a nice moose.
It was a nice moose. I don't know if it was mahogany, but it was nice.
Right. So we looked at the price, and you said if I stole that and put it in my front yard, the moose would be a felony. So why is the moose a felony? If you can tell us why the moose would be a felony,
they get their choice.
They would have their choice of T-shirt.
Right. Yeah. And they have to come out here and tell us sitting here at the fair, either now or on break or whatever. But they have to be out of the fair. Tell us why the moose is a felony. And they get their choice of T-shirts.
And again, we'll have at the next break, we'll have another question for you. We've got three T-shirts to give away here during this 2016 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
Okay.